Good evening, Patriots. Hope you're all doing well out there. What is it? It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve, right? Thursday. My days are all messed up. It's been a messed up week. Yeah, Friday Eve. That's right. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. I'll be on with James Curry, 9 p.m. His ridiculousness. Love that guy. Anyway, hope you're all doing well. So much going on. My throat's a little hoarse. I was just doing an hour on the Stone Zone, filling in for Roger Stone over on Lindell TV. He's got a great show. If you haven't checked his show out, he does Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV 2. Check out my boy Roger. He's probably the greatest, not probably, he is the greatest political mind that we have in this country. I mean, if it wasn't for Roger Stone, Donald Trump never would have run for president. That's a fact. Anyway, so got a lot going on. Mikey Pillows, Mike Lindell, gets stopped in a Hardee's drive-thru by the weaponized FBI and says, all right, Mikey Pillows, turn over your cell phone, and starts questioning him about Dominion voting machines and election irregularities in Colorado. Mike Lindell basically says, hey, listen, you should arrest me so my story goes viral. But of course, yeah, give Mike his phone back. What's up, Motor Cop Chronicles podcast? Answer your email. I just emailed you again. You guys are great, by the way. And we got a lot of people in the chats. We got Tennessee, Philly. I saw Our Lives Matter from Michigan. What's up? Yeah, a bunch of people. Michigan, Arkansas. I see you all. I'm glad. Idaho. If I missed somebody, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're all joining in. And that's a good question. I don't know if he got his food. I'm wondering the same thing. Catalyst Jones, White Rabbit Podcast, best graphic designer in the game. He's in the chat. And yeah, so Mikey Pillows, Hardee's with a buddy, I think after a fishing trip, ordering some food, swoops in, give me a cell phone. Just tyrannical nonsense. I mean, what are they doing? And it's all optics. Midterms are coming. Mikey Pillows, Trump, Mar-a-Lago, all the other Trump allies that they went and knocked on their door and says, give us your cell phone and we're coming back for a warrant. All right, here, take it. And they did that to a lot of people. But what are they? They're in desperation mode. I mean, you could smell the desperation in the air from these morons on the left going, what are we going to do? We can't win on policies because our policies suck. And we're complete morons. So we have to defame and destroy and smear our opponents because that's all we're good at, and use our useful idiots for all this political theater to paint Orange Man bad and anyone who wears a MAGA hat as a MAGA extremist. Yeah, extremist. I'm an extremist at loving America. I'm an extremist at loving the Constitution. So I am, I'm fortunate to have My Pillow as a sponsor of my show. And I'm encouraging everyone to go over to MyPillow.com. Say, look at this. See, there they are, the FBI. They went and took all of Mikey Pillow's pillows. This is horrible. Ultra MAGA. Yep, that's me. Go over to MyPillow.com and use my promo code GREAT1776. And show the FBI that they ain't shit, that we're going to keep supporting Mike Lindell. And we're going to go over and we're going to buy pillows. We're going to buy dog beds. We're going to buy sheets. We're going to buy beds. We're going to buy everything. And you're going to use promo code GREAT1776 to save 66% off hundreds of amazing products from MyPillow.com. I stand behind Mike Lindell because I like that Mike Lindell puts his money where his mouth is and talks about fights for election integrity. They call him a conspiracy theorist and an election denier. But you remember, people, the 2020 election, the 2016 election, my apologies. When Donald Trump won, nobody expected him to win. And immediately Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, this election was stolen. It was rigged. He's an illegitimate president. Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah. You guys just didn't cheat hard enough back then. And well, screw you guys, because we're all coming for you in 2022 in the midterms and 2024 in the presidential election. I firmly believe, I've said this a lot, I firmly believe that Donald Trump is going to get indicted, not if, but when, because they're going to do it. I mean, you can indict a turkey sandwich. You can indict anybody. It's what matters in court with evidence. That's what really matters. They'll indict him for the political optics of the morons in their support base. Look, the orange man got indicted. That means he's arrested. He's going to get arraigned. He's going to prison. Finally, Donald Trump's going to prison. Orange man bad. Well, slam on the brakes there, morons. Donald Trump's not going to prison. Donald Trump has no reason. There's no reason to put Donald Trump in prison because he didn't break any laws. We know this. He knows this. Political persecution. They're afraid of him because he's going to run for president. And I believe when he gets indicted, he's so smart he's going to use that indictment to his advantage. And with a Donald Trump indictment, it's just going to galvanize the base more than it did when they raided Mar-a-Lago like a bunch of morons. We're here for the documents and all of the empty file folders. Shut up. Here. He should now give out pillows. It's bizarro world. It's bizarro world. But there's so much. I mean, midterms are coming, people. They are coming. What are we like? Less than like 50 something days away? Hey, if you haven't yet, hit the share button, please. Hit the share button if you're on Facebook, Rumble. Subscribe on Rumble. If you're on Getter, follow. I'm live on Getter right now. I'm live on Rumble, live on Facebook, and of course, live on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. If you don't have the app on Roku TV, get it. Go to your Roku, type in Patriot Podcast Network. It'll come up. My show will be there. About 24, 25 other shows. We the People Radio, Steak for Breakfast, Two Doomed Men, The White Rabbit with Catalyst Jones, who's in the chat right now. And a bunch of others. There's a podcast there for everybody. Conspiracies, truth, politics, all kinds of stuff. So it's free and it's decentralized media. We're just regular Americans who get thrown off YouTube and everything else because we like to speak the truth. And well, you know, big tech does not like that. As a matter of fact, there's a podcast in the group I'd love to get on my network and they have to email me. Motorcop Chronicles podcast. I watch this show. They're pretty funny. There's like four of them and they talk about all kinds of law enforcement stuff. I have a spot for you guys on the Patriot Podcast Network. So if you get in touch with me, email me. You have my email. We could talk about it and love to get you on there. Get you more exposure as well. That's what it's all about. It's about people like my show and other shows on the network and the podcasts that you normally listen to, you know, that are regular Americans that are not funded with millions and millions of dollars to be news actors behind a news desk. That's not what I'm about. That's not what a lot of people in this movement are about. Unfortunately, there are some heavy duty grifters that will do anything for money. I will not. My sponsors they don't make me any money. You know, I have other businesses. I do this for fun. I spend money doing this. I spend a lot more money than the change I might make to keep the lights on because I have my pillow as a sponsor when they use my promo code. You know, like I just started yet another business. I'm a big cigar guy and I just launched Patriot Cigar Company, mypatriotcigars.com. I worked very hard for over a year with master blenders coming up with blends that I wanted in cigars. And I just couldn't come up with one. That was the plan. I came up with four and I have a lot of other podcasts and influencers that are involved, brand ambassadors, affiliates, promo codes everywhere, but you can go to mypatriotcigars.com and you can get 15% off your order of cigars with promo code cigar15. If you're into cigars, they're made in Nicaragua, tobacco's aged at least 3 years, long filler tobacco, there's two Habano wrappers, there's two Maduro wrappers. They're amazing smokes. They're not your grandfather cigars. I worked really hard on them. They're really, really good premium made cigars. And I'm now launching them for the world to taste. And the buzz has been amazing. It's really taken off since I launched the website only last week. And I went to a couple events. And yes, cigars do go great with whiskey. Cigars go great with scotch, bourbon. I actually like drinking cigars with coffee. And that's just my thing. But cigars go good with everything. And there's gift cards on there too. It's free shipping on orders over $100. With every box that you buy, you can get a box or you can get a 5-pack. And with the boxes, you get a $10 e-gift card for a future purchase. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get into some stuff. So, Facebook. Oh, lovely Facebook, which I'm live on right now with you great patriots. Facebook, I have a tremendous audience on Facebook. Thousands and thousands of people watch my videos. I got about 31,000 followers on my Facebook page. You guys share the crap out of my videos. You're always joining the chats. Please just hit the share button. I don't want your money. I really don't. I don't care if you bought a t-shirt. I don't care if you use a promo code. I really don't care. The most value for me as far as podcasting and getting the message out is for people out there listening that are going to share the content. Hit the share button. That's the most valuable thing you could do for me. Is just smashing the share button, throwing a like, telling me in the comments whether you like me, you think I'm a clown, you think I'm an asshole. I could take it. It's okay. You're not going to hurt my feelings. So, Facebook. Apparently, they spied on private messages of regular Americans who questioned the 2020 election, which really isn't breaking news. But it happened, and actually, Miranda Devine, great journalist, she wrote in the Post today that Facebook has been spying on private messages and data of American users. Not only spying on them, people, not only reading them, not only just looking at them, which we know, but they've also been reporting them to the FBI if they express any type of anti-government or anti-authority sentiments. Well, Facebook, surprisingly, you haven't removed any of my episodes because I oftenly talk ill about the government and ill about, you know, authority with the government and the overreach, and I will continue to do so. I'm not 100% anti-government where I don't think there should be a government. I'm anti-government in the sense of overreach and not enough restriction on the federal government in our lives. I'm going to get into more of that with my moron, the Lady G, Lindsey Graham. Cannot stand him. Rhino. Anyway. Or if they talked about their anti-government, anti-authority sentiments, or question the 2020 election. So if Facebook sees that you question the 2020 election in your Facebook messages. I could be talking to my mother on Facebook message. Hey, Mom, I'm questioning the 2020 election. Someone from Facebook might see it and send it to the FBI and say, look at this guy. He's one of those MAGA Republican extremists. Get him. Get him. He's such a danger to democracy. He's just going to wipe his ass with freedom and our rights. It's so horrible. He might say something bad about transgender people. Stop it. So I flipped it around now. Now every time I see something online where they're just destroying, you know, regular hardworking blue class Americans, where they turn around and they say, well, anyone who votes Republican, you know, wants a civil war or they're a terrorist or anything else, or the MAGA extremists and things like that, anti-MAGA, anti-MAGA. I go, whoa, 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 whoa. So now we're all MAGA-phobic. If you're going to call me transphobic because I don't want drag queens reading to my 9-year-old in school and telling her that it's okay to cut her boobs off, you're going to call me a transphobe for that. Well, you know, because I wear a Make America Great Again hat because I love this country, I happen to like Donald Trump. I don't worship Donald Trump. I don't worship false idols. I don't worship false prophets because I know one man, one individual is not going to save the country, that we, the people, are going to save this country. If we get our heads out of our asses, all of us together, and do what needs to be done at the voting booths and getting involved, you're all MAGA-phobes. You're MAGA-phobic. You're going to call me a transphobe. I'm going to call you a MAGA-phobe. So now that we're both phobes, what do we do? What do we do? There are people out there. Us on the right, we don't want to see harm to these morons on the left. At least I don't. I don't wish harm or worse on anybody. I wish that they would have civil discourse with people like me, like you, like us, but they won't. They are the ones that wish violence on us. They are the ones that wish death on us. They are the ones that would love to see us round up and put in camps or prison or boxcars or killed. They would love to see that. But we're the phobes. We're transphobic. We're xenophobic. We're homophobic. We're this phobic. We're that phobic. Well, you're magophobic. So back to this Facebook thing. Maybe we should all be Facebook phobic. So I hate social media, but social media is an important tool to do things like this. You just have to use it the right way and know how to use it. Know what you can't do, know what you can do. Duck and weave, shake and move. And that's what we all do, especially people in my position with podcasts and things like that. So under this FBI collaboration operation, somebody at Facebook red flagged supposedly these subversive private messages over the past 19 months. And they sent them in a redacted form to the Domestic Terrorism Operational Unit at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. And they did all this, people, without any type of subpoena. They just said, you know what? This person's profile, they're saying these things about the government. They're questioning the 2020 election. They may have a couple memes about Donald Trump in a positive way. They may have a picture of themselves in a MAGA hat. We need to take this and we need to show the Domestic Terrorism Operational Unit at the FBI in Washington, D.C. right away because they are a threat to our democracy. This is what the federal government is doing. The weaponized FBI is doing to people who they deem as a threat to the people they want in power. I mean, let's face it. Most of DC, the bureaucrats that are there in government jobs for a long time, most of them are all liberal, demonic scum. Yes, I said it. You don't like it, you don't like it. It's true, though. And all of this was done outside the legal process and without any type of probable cause. So that's all coming from different sources and some anonymous sources, which you could take with a grain of salt. But apparently, they say that Facebook provides the FBI with private conversations, which are protected by the First Amendment without any type of subpoena. We know this happens. We don't know the extent of it. What is the extent of it? Is there a threshold? Do I just merely say I don't like the government and I think that the 2020 election was stolen? Is that all it takes for me to say for Facebook to either remove the content or to send it over to the FBI? I mean, it really makes you think. And they go on to say these private messages have been farmed out as leads. Oh, they're leads. Like, oh, it's a clue in the big investigation of MAGA extremist Republicans. Farmed out as leads to FBI field offices around the country. So what will come of that? What, I mean, we know they're watching everything. It's no secret that Big Brother is watching. I mean, you know, you could just look up something and then, you know, a few hours later, you're getting ads about what you looked up on your social media everywhere. You know, so it's, you know, that geo tracking and all that other stuff, that technical stuff, you know, the geo tracking that they say is completely inaccurate and debunked because of the 2000 Mules movie. But when the FBI use it and the military use it and law enforcement use it to use, you know, pings on cell towers and things like that to look for criminals, well, to hunt down the January 6th defendants like they were hunting Jews in Poland, then it was accurate. It was working then. Oh, no, that's fine. Absolutely. We are allowing it. We have to stop playing along with the games. And that's why people have to get involved. People have to We have elections coming. If one more person says to me that voting is useless, I'm going to lose my shit because those people are useless. They're going to sit home and not vote. They're useless. And that's what I'm telling people now. So, absolutely. Yes, you can have a conversation in your home, not be on any device. This is wild because your phone is listening, or that stupid, what is it, Amazon friggin' Alexa, which I refuse to have in my house like it really matters because I have every other device in my house that's listening to me. We can have a conversation about, I don't know, anything, about laundry detergent. And then I pop on my Facebook and there's a sponsored ad for that laundry detergent. It's wild. It's mind-blowing. But at this point, it shouldn't be mind-blowing because it's just it's technology. We know all this crap that goes on. It's wild. So, along with the MAGA Republican extremists, the Democrats are not stopping. This is their go-to. Yeah, Alexa or Google is horrible, especially Google. The go-to is, if you're a Republican, if you are anything but a leftist, you are a threat to democracy. A threat. Even if you speak out at school board meetings, which we know because the whole, you know, Merrick Garland and the letter from the National Teachers Association where they said, hey, these parents were showing up to school board meetings and they might have been raising their voices a little. Beginning of last school year, I was one of them. Room of 300 people. Nobody got violent. We voiced our concerns. They weren't listening. They were just smug faces and just dismissing us. There were people in the room yelling. They were unhappy because they were basically told, we don't care what you have to say. And then they ended the meeting early. And then when people started pouring out of the school, 7 police cars showed up. Just showed up because the school board called on 300 parents. Said, we're afraid. We're afraid for our lives because we're pieces of shit. And the parents are angry because we want to teach critical race theory and other things in school. And talk about how cops are inherently racist and other nonsense. So, and then the cops are like, yeah, we don't know why we got called. It's crazy. This is what they did. So, whatever. But now it's just, they are compounding all of this. Hank Johnson, garbage Democrat House member, Hank Johnson from Georgia, he called parents just the other day at school board meetings, MAGA Republicans who raise their voice, who show dissent on what's going on with their children's education. He called them MAGA Republicans and compared those MAGA Republican parents that care about their kids' education. He compared those to people who entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. It always has to go back to January 6th, people. Now they're turning around and they're saying, oh, the January 6th committee just got all of this flurries and flurries of evidence of the Secret Service text messages and this and that. And I love how they keep calling it evidence, evidence, evidence. Evidence of what? You mean you received a shit ton of information that you have to go through and look at to see if it leads to anything that can be used as evidence against anyone. But they're not going to say that to mainstream media. They're going to call it evidence because evidence is a buzzword of something that has been done wrong. A crime, indictment, arrest, subpoena, search warrant, seize, buzzwords used in political theater to make it look like one side of the political opposition are complete domestic terrorists and want to kill everybody who's not them. That's what they want to you to believe. Oh, it's happened to me quite often, actually. I'm probably on my eighth personal account. Yeah, if you have a great debate with an opposing Facebook user and it ends well with camaraderie, banned. I don't know, not many of them end well with camaraderie, but yeah, I've been banned quite a few times. I was banned for telling someone to stay in their mom's basement with their knit hat on, stuffing their face with Hot Pockets. That's all I said, and leave the voting to the adults. Got reported. 30-day suspension, and then like a month after my 30-day suspension, they completely disbanded me. That was my first account since 2008. And then I had photos on there from like vacations, one of my dogs, like all the puppy photos and all this stuff and family stuff. And, you know, on Facebook, you can keep photos hidden, like in albums, and, you know, mistakes made, lessons learned, that you shouldn't do that, because if they ban you and disband your profile, that the pop-up comes up and says, hey, you have 30 days to download everything off your profile. All right, great. I didn't lose everything. And then you hit that button and it never, ever, ever works. Everyone I've spoken to never works and they lose everything. It's like a toy. It's like, hey, we banned you. Oh, you could download it. Ha ha. No, we can't, idiot. Now you lost everything. Screw you. Thanks. So you live and you learn, of course. Okay. So I want to bring you, I got the video of this guy. Hopefully it'll play. Do me a favor. If you hear the audio, just someone in the chat, give me a thumbs up. This is this moron, Hank Johnson, talking about MAGA Republican parents that are insurrectionists, pretty much. So let's take a listen.
I seek to set the record straight. January 6, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history.
Shut up!
MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol.
Such an asshole.
Engaged in an insurrection.
Wrong.
They occupied the Capitol. 5 people were killed.
Wrong.
Hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned.
Worse than the Civil
War.
A
day that we'll never forget. And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings.
Wow.
After January 6th.
What?
Like January 6th, disrupting meetings. It was a coordinated attack happening across.
Stop for a second. Hold on. Are you hearing this, moron? Are you hearing this babbling idiot that sounds like he has marbles in his mouth? Coordinated attack on school boards? Occupying school board meetings like the Capitol? First of all, 5 people weren't killed at the Capitol, okay? 1 person was murdered at the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt, by the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police let these people in. They forget about the videos of waving them in, opening the barricades, of letting them put the visitor stickers on their chest, circumventing the metal detectors, talking to them, taking selfies with them. This is it. This guy knows. This guy doesn't care about America. This guy doesn't care about his Democrat constituents. He looks at them as useful idiots that he can exploit. It's pieces of shit like this that will drive the narrative, that will perpetrate the lies, straight up lies. How can anybody look at this moron with a straight face? This is a threat to our republic. This cretin piece of shit is a threat to our freedoms. This disgusting Satanist fraud is a threat to the Constitution of the United States. So let's listen to more of this moron, Mr. Johnson. By the way, his suit looks like shit.
It's the country. Americans won't forget about.
Whoop. Look at this. Look at this, people. Look at this. Unfortunately,
school board members, teachers, administrators subjected to violence, threats of violence, harassment, intimidation. And in response to that, the National School Boards Association sent a letter to the Biden administration seeking federal help. Things had gotten so far out of hand. And by
nothing
the way, there's not one scintilla of evidence, either direct or indirect, that there was any coordination between the Biden administration and the National School Boards Association that caused that letter to be sent seeking federal assistance. And
wow.
So in response to that request, Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a memo that is the subject of proceedings today
American
in the Judiciary
parents.
Committee, sent the memo indicating that there was going to be some coordination between the federal government and local governments
local
to maintain order at school board meetings. And this was a
it.
Coordinated attack on local school boards the same way as the attack on January 6th.
Wow.
The same dark moneyed interest behind January 6th were behind the this attack on school
nobody
board proceedings across the country.
Nobody was paying parents to go to school board meetings. Nobody was paying. Wow. I'm going to tell you, that was the first time I watched the video. That was the first time I saw it. I said I wanted to talk about it. And I said, I'm not going to watch it because I wanted to have a true reaction watching it on the show. I cannot believe the lies. Coordinated effort. Dark money behind January. Take January 6th out of it. I don't even want to talk about that. The comparison. What dark money on descending on school boards? You had parents pissed off about possible jab mandates. You had parents pissed off about mask mandates when the summer before, every school teacher in America was packed in bars with no masks on. At least on Long Island where I live, they were. They were at every summer bar drinking beer like animals. And then it was time to go to school as teachers. And all the kids were told they have to wear face diapers when nobody was wearing them over the summer. Then all of a sudden it was an issue. It was like, oh, the bars are closed. COVID's back. Parents were pissed about that. Parents were pissed because they didn't want their children forced in face diapers sitting behind plexiglass when that wasn't happening at all over the summer. There was no social distancing. There was no mask mandates in businesses in most places. And then the critical race theory, which they swear isn't taught, only taught in college, which we know is bullshit. I mean, they found books in my school district. They showed the ninth grade, it was AP English or something, a video basically that says police are inherently racist and bad. And they hunt black men and kill them. Parents are smart parents are concerned about the education of their child. And because of that, and he's standing behind the National Association of School Districts, or the National Teachers Association, which, by the way, dozens and dozens, since then, dozens and dozens of school districts have pulled out of their membership, which, by the way, the memberships are something like $17,000 a year for schools to join that organization, the National Association of Teachers or whatever. And that money comes from the school budget, which you're paying taxes for. On Long Island, where I am, there isn't a school superintendent that makes less than $200,000 a year. Some of the highest paid, people don't believe me when I say this, and then I show them the evidence, the salaries. There are school superintendents on Long Island that make $500,000 a year, $400,000 a year, hired by the elected school boards that do absolutely nothing. They ignore parents. They don't care about parents. Everyone should be paying attention to what's going on in school. This guy literally called people. And not for nothing, there were school districts where there were parents who were actually Democrats who were voicing concern about issues in school that weren't happy as well. There was what about the Democrat parent, the liberal parents? There was a couple in my district with the purple hair and the metal in their face that was yelling at the school board, yelling and making demands that the children be forced to wear masks. I mean, yelling off the wall. How come nobody sits and talks to them and says, those people are extremists? This is the narrative, people. It's like they all go to school for it. They take a special class. It's January 6th. Anything opposed, they oppose anything, the default is January 6th. If they're talking about something, just compare MAGA Republicans to January 6th. All the people raising their voice at school board meetings, call them MAGA Republicans and compare them to January 6th. So, yeah, that's right. In New York, there's a lot of Democrats coming out saying they're never going to vote Democrat, that they're going to only vote for, they're going to vote for Lee Zeldin for governor. Some Democrats are even coming out and endorsing him. Democrats coming out saying, I've never voted Republican in my life, and I'm going to vote for Lee Zeldin because our unelected governor who took over for Cuomo, Kathy Hochul, is just a vile, vile, vile individual. And when school was starting this year, she said, there's going to be no COVID restrictions. If a kid gets sick, there's going to be no testing to come back because, well, there's an election coming up and she's running. January 6th will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history. I mean, it should be an infamous day in American history to show what the federal government is capable of, because it wasn't an insurrection, it was a fedsurrection. Where is Ray Epps? And why did the person that murdered an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, get a gold medal and media time and not have to answer for what he did behind two locked doors? There was no threat to his life, and he discharged his weapon and he killed Ashley Babbitt, who was unarmed. And right before she died, there were two uniformed Capitol Police officers there on video. They looked at each other and they moved like they were told by someone to move. If those police officers stayed there and held the line, Ashley Babbitt would still be alive. Or that guy would just be a complete moron and end up be the killing her or one of the cops. The same guy, I think his name is Michael Byrd, the Capitol Police officer that shot her, left his gun in a Capitol toilet unattended once. Just a complete moron. I mean, what does it take to really be a Capitol Police officer? You're not out doing, you know, calls for gun runs or stabbings or assaults or things like that. No, you're protecting a building. You're a glorified security guard. Now you call yourself a Capitol Police officer. Granted, some of them maybe got that job after they had some law enforcement experience, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of them, I'm sorry, but it's like glorified mall cops. Here's a gun. You're a federal police officer. And parents are domestic terrorists in this guy's eyes. And that's the narrative. That's just part of the big show. Part of the big show. But then you have individuals that say that they literally want harm to come to Republicans. They people want harm to come to Republicans. And they don't talk about that. They don't talk about the Democrats that are egging on the harassment of Supreme Court justices because they didn't get their way. They're not talking about the attempted assassination of Supreme Court justices because they didn't get their way. They're not talking about Senator Schumer inciting violence on two Supreme Court justices. No, they don't want to talk about that. If you do bring that up, they'll just say, what about January 6th? What about it? What about it? That's the worst attack on America. And then the memes. September 11th was a terrorist attack. January 6th was a terrorist attack. I'm sorry, but anyone who compares those two, yeah, they should eat a chair. They should eat a chair. Did they throw me off the live yet? No? Okay, good. But with parents speaking out about their children at school board meetings makes them MAGA Republicans and a threat to our republic. What do you call Democrats that want to see non-citizens be able to vote? In New York City, they voted for them, for illegals to vote local elections, but the New York State Supreme Court overturned that, thank God. But there's a Democrat Ohio candidate for a a local seat, a county executive seat, who says he wants to see illegals be able to vote. This Democrat candidate for Cuyahoga, probably not saying it right, sorry for anyone in Ohio that lives there, county executive Chris Ronayne, he said on a recent panel that he will support a mayor who believes that a resident who may not technically be qualified as a citizen, see how they dance around that, well, he's a resident, he's not a citizen yet, should be able to walk into voting booths and vote. And that's their plan. I mean, 5 million illegals came over the border, and most Democrats want them to be able to vote. Most Democrats want them to be able to walk into a booth and vote Democrat. Hey, vote for us. We let you in. We open the floodgates. We flew you around the country. We gave you clothes. We gave you pre-loaded credit cards and debit cards. We gave you phones. We gave you hotel stays. We gave you more rights than American citizens during a pandemic, which we allowed millions to come through during. And now they want them to vote. So Ron DeSantis, big governor of Florida. Hold on. Need a drink. A lot of talking today. I like to run my mouth. People like, this guy again is going to keep talking. Yeah, you guys keep listening. I'm going to keep talking. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, which, by the way, I pray that he wins his reelection for governor. A lot of people from Florida fight me on this, but you have a lot of work to do. It's not a landslide. You need to work hard to get Ron DeSantis elected. Believe it or not, there's Republicans in Florida that don't like Ron DeSantis. I know people that have been door knocking in certain parts, I think Broward County, where there were registered Republicans knocking on their doors, says, no, we don't want Ron DeSantis as governor. So for those who keep fighting me on this, when I say that Florida is not a red state, it's a purple state, more leaning towards red, stop being cocky. You can be confident for a win, but don't be cocky for a victory. Do your part and get Ron DeSantis elected governor. He's term limited. This will be his last term, which works out because he should run for president in 2028. He should not run for president in 2024 because he needs to hold the line in Florida. That's my political strategic opinion. So Ron DeSantis, this is great. He sends two planes full of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. You know who lives on Martha's Vineyard? Barack Hussein Obama and his lovely husband, Big Mike! You're not going to convince me that that's not a dude. She's got a back like a linebacker. Anyway, and he's had some questionable activities in the past. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, sending two airplanes to Martha's Vineyard full of illegals. Martha's Vineyard has a population of about 20,000. I would love to see that double with illegals, 20,000. And they're in a panic of Martha's Vineyard, by the way. They are in a panic. Martha's Vineyard officials, they're so hoity-toity there. I mean, I give it 3 weeks and you'll see illegals walking around with sweaters and Dockers and cowboy hats. Hey, we're here now. We're in Martha's Vineyard. That's, you know. But hey, all of those rich people who want to put them to work and looking for gardeners, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, see, Barack Obama should take them all into his big, was it 12,000 square foot mansion and say, here you go. I support this. Come on in. Big Mike will cook for you. I have plenty of room for you people right here on the beach. A beautiful Martha's Vineyard, because Barack Obama believes in open borders and believes in sanctuary cities. So he should open up his sanctuary mansion on Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard officials are in a panic and they are declaring a humanitarian crisis because just over 50 illegal aliens arrived on Martha's Vineyard. 50 people that don't belong there that are from Central America. And it's, oh my God, we have a humanitarian crisis. We don't know what to do. We don't have enough polo shirts with the little stupid whale embroidered on it for everybody. This is not going to work. Our elite is not having it. I'm sorry. But we have to ring the alarm. And this is true. Here you go. I talk like such a New Yorker. I hear it myself a lot now. Just recently, I'm picking up on my own accent. I guess it's an accent. Somebody asked me if I was from Boston not too long ago. I don't sound like I'm from Boston, do I? I'm born and raised Long Island, New York. Long Island. Shut up. Martha's Vineyard declares humanitarian crisis over just 50 illegal alien arrivals. I mean, can you imagine the panic? Oh, heavens. What are we going to do with all these people? Martha's Vineyard officials are begging for... I can't. They're begging for federal assistance over what they are calling a humanitarian crisis after just 50 illegal aliens were flown into the elite island where the nation's wealthiest residents vacation. And, of course, is the home of former President Barack Hussein Obama. On Wednesday evening, Florida Governor Big Dick Ron DeSantis announced that he had sent two planes full of Venezuelan illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. The move comes as Texas and Arizona have sent thousands of border crossers on migrant buses to New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. over the last 4 months, which all of those cities, when they have received them, go into a panic, going, oh my God, we're so overloaded with all of our own homeless people in our shithole of a city. What are we going to do with all these people? Eric Adams talking about, oh, we can't handle all this, and now opening up some center saying, we will take 11,000 migrants. Okay, Eric Adams, New York City. Okay. So, yeah. Visit Martha's Vineyard on their Twitter page. To our island community, here's an update on current humanitarian crisis on Martha's Vineyard. We thank people for their continued help. We're going to pull this up, okay, and see if we can read this. Okay. Dated 9/15/2022, Martha's Vineyard Humanitarian Response. This is from the Public Information Officer, Dukes County Emergency Management Association, which oversees Martha's Vineyard. This came out at 10 o'clock in the morning on September 15th. We continue to provide shelter, food, and care to individuals that arrived on the island yesterday. A coalition of vineyard towns, community-based, and nonprofit groups are assisting in this effort. Well, that's very nice, as they say. Well, that's mighty white of you. We will continue to work very closely with our state partners who have pledged support and resources for any unmet needs that we may have. As we do with any shelter operation, we are focused on meeting the immediate needs of people who are sheltering and engaged in contingency planning if the situation changes. We are grateful to the many local and neighboring community members who have reached out with offers of support. And then, yeah, so that was actually the update. The original release, which was on the 14th, was at 1500 today, approximately 50 individuals, to the best of our knowledge, originating from Venezuela, landed at the Martha's Vineyard Airport seeking shelter. This is an ongoing situation. The town's emergency management operations from the six island towns and the sheriff's office, as well as the county management, are actively collaborating to develop a coordinated regional response. The group in question have been provided food, water, and emergency stabilization, sheltering for the evening. Two emergency shelters have been established locally with additional space available in case further arrivals occur. We have reached out to our state and federal partners for additional and long-term support and assistance. All activated local emergency management will remain in effect as we learn more and anticipate our state partners' coordinated response. Well, they wanted this. They wanted this. So what's the problem? What is the problem? I mean, they're here. Have them join the local Democratic Club. You know, do your thing. Try to get them driver's licenses. No, I haven't seen any response out of Barack Obama. I think he's been silent on it. But then again, I've been paying attention for the last few hours. So maybe there's some update on that. Not sure, but that and another great move. I'm not a fan of Governor Abbott in Texas. I don't trust him. Not a big fan of Governor Abbott. He sent, I think, two busloads. He's been sending busloads of migrants to D.C. and things. Well, he just sent two more, to the Naval Observatory, which is the home of the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Whoever the Vice President is lives at the mansion in the Naval Observatory. So outside the gates. And this is after Kamala Harris. You know, she says the border is secure. The border is secure. How can people even say that? The border is secure. You know, I mentioned not too long ago the border scam that goes on out of Tijuana where American citizens rent their cars to Russian and Ukrainian aliens for, you know, $3,000-$5,000 a pop. The car gets impounded. The American citizen goes, the Border Patrol impounds it. The people seek asylum. They drive in. They take them. They process them because the Border Patrol is not allowed to enforce any laws whatsoever. They only can process. And I know that from Border Patrols that I know very well and speak to fairly regularly. Then they come pick up the car. They pay $300 cost of doing business. They get the car and then they're back out renting it. I mean, it's a huge business. And the cars are completely legal. There's no laws broken. They can't arrest the Americans who are renting the cars because they have plausible deniability. I rented someone the car over social media. They were looking for a car. Tijuana is a touristy town. I didn't know what they were doing with it. Yeah, but you did it 10 times. I guess it's 10 times that I didn't know what they were doing with it. So the border is open. The border is open. Chicago Mayor Beetlejuice, she demands that Joe Biden step up with federal support for bust illegals. Maybe Mayor Lightfoot Beetlejuice should be asking the federal government to step up with federal support for law enforcement in her community so people stop getting shot by the dozens over the course of 24, 48 hours. That would be a smarter idea, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be smart? So we got illegals going to Martha's Vineyard. If I was an illegal, I'd want to go to Martha's Vineyard. I'd make my way to Key West. Key West is probably the best place in the country to be homeless and poor because you have to register. They take their homeless people. They give them a park by the airport that they could stay in. Key West is not a shit area by any means. I visit there. And what they do is they register them as like street vendors. And then you'll see them on the corner. They'll make the palms baskets and the palm hats and they'll sell them. They have registered with an ID and everything. And then they go back to the park by the airport, which they keep very clean. The homeless people keep it clean because they know, you know, the city's watching. They play music, whatever it is. And it works. However it works, it works. Every time I'm amazed. But that's where I'd want to go if I was an illegal alien. Or just homeless in general, I'd make my way to Key West and just live out my days. But Martha's Vineyard, I think it's great. I wish they would send 10 more planes there and just like, hey, we're here. I mean, at one point, I mean, how do they stop it? They put them on a plane and they just go. They can't stop the plane from landing at the airport. Once they're there, just like when they come over the border. Hey, they're here seeking asylum. Do something. Help me. Give me something. The ones coming off the bus at the observatory, Kamala Harris's house, They were coming off with smartphones videotaping it. Like, how do these people have these brand new smartphones, these illegals? Are we giving it to them? They have brand new clothes. I mean, it's most of it doesn't make sense, people. Most of it does not make sense at all. It's wild. And another wild story I wanted to talk about. So this teenager, I saw this the other day and I was like, it blew my mind. I saw the headline and it was human trafficked teen who allegedly got raped. She killed her rapist, apparently in his sleep, which, whatever. I still say good for her. And in lieu of jail time, they were going to put this girl in jail. This guy trafficked her, raped her. they're making her pay $150,000 in restitution to her rapist's family. I mean, worse enough, you were trafficked and raped, and now they gave her probation and ordered her to pay $150,000 to the family of the man who raped her multiple times. This is another Breitbart article here. Human trafficked teen who killed her rapist ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution. A teenage human trafficking victim was sentenced on Tuesday to 5 years of closely supervised probation and ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to the family of the man who raped her multiple times. She's 17, and the guy who raped her, who she killed, was 37. So he was a complete piece of garbage, you know, just for that. Piper Lewis, 17, was initially charged with first-degree murder for killing Zachary Brooks, 37, in Des Moines, Iowa. There you go, Iowa. Do better, Iowa. In June 2020, she pleaded guilty the following year to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury, with each charge carrying a 10-year sentence. Her prison sentences were deferred by Polk County District Judge David M. Porter, but with the stipulation that if she violates her probation, she may have to serve 20 years in jail. In addition to her probation sentences and fine, the judge ordered Lewis to carry out 200 hours of community service each year for the next 3 years and be placed at a women's center in Des Moines, where she would be required to wear a GPS tracking device. Before her arrest, Lewis, then 15 years old when this happened, ran away from her home to escape her abusive mother. And then obviously that's where the trafficking began. So that's a horrible story. You were trafficked, you're traumatized, you're 15 years old. You know, so he was 35 at the time. She was 17, 37, so 35. Raping her, trafficking her, probably pointing her out to other people. Pimping her out to other people. And now she has to pay $150,000 to the family that bred and loved this piece of shit rapist who got what he deserved. And now she has to do all this. But of course, there might be details we don't know. But still, it's a pretty messed up. It's a pretty messed up story. It's a pretty messed up story. I'll talk about Lindsey Graham. I'll wrap it up with him, with that piece of garbage. Jesus Christ. All right. I'm not going to get into the whole abortion thing. I'm not getting into the abortion topic. I'm getting into the hypocrisy of what's going on, what I feel is hypocrisy, and I'm pro-life. Roe v. Wade struck down, which means overturned, which means abortion rules go back to the states where it should be. States' right. It should be the state laws, state rights. Might be banned in one state, might not be banned in another. It doesn't mean make abortion federally illegal. No. Which they were trying to run that narrative to when it first happened. Some states have harder restrictions on abortion than possible, which I think is great because murdering babies is really messed up, you know. And there are places, I think California has like a 3-for-1 special. You can kill, you know, 3 kids for the price of one. New York, I think now you can kill your kid up to college age. Florida, I mean, Chicago, Lori Lightfoot over there, Beetlejuice, allocated like, I don't know, something like $500,000 or $800,000 for people to come in to her city from outside the state where abortion is illegal to kill your kid within Chicago instead of putting the money into her police department where it's needed to battle illegal guns and shootings and gang activity. Yeah, it's real smart. Again, with all these smart Democrat politicians and their governing, it's unbelievable. No wonder why they have to defame and destroy and smear and get desperate, because they can't run on policy because they have no good ones. They all suck. So, Lindsey Graham. In the infinite wisdom of this moron, who was a Donald Trump closet hater, stabbed him in the back many times, hates America First candidates. He is a rhino establishment Republican. He is a piece of shit. Goes and proposes a bill 50-something days before the midterms, trying to propose legislation of a federal, keyword, federal abortion ban, something like 15 weeks. Just forget about the 15 weeks. Forget about abortions. Just the morality. Forget about all that. Roe v. Wade overturned, sent back to the states. Big win, takes the federal government out of something. Great. That start moving towards the restriction of federal government. And this asshole, Lindsey Graham, or I affectionately call Lady G, it's obvious why, he will come out of the closet one day, I guarantee it. He's going to have to. He's going to get caught. Says, we need this federal abortion ban. How hypocritical is this? Again, I'm pro-life. I think abortion should be banned in every state. But that also, I'm agreeing with leaving it to the state, not having the federal government involved. And here he wants to have the federal government involved. So when I saw that, it's funny. I thought it, Roger Stone said it, and then there was a bunch of articles about Roger Stone saying it. And I said, this guy wants to sabotage the Republicans and conservatives for the midterm election. I said that. And then I saw all of a sudden I'm on Google and I see all these articles popping up, blah, blah, blah. And it says Roger Stone accuses Lindsey Graham of willful sabotage of GOP midterms. And I 100% agree. I really do believe that Lindsey Graham wants to see every America First candidate lose because they don't want to lose the majority in the party, the establishment. They don't want to lose the majority within the party and have all of these America First candidates win. And have the and risk losing control, losing leadership, losing committee spots and subpoena power and whatever else. It's all about power, people. No matter who you are, Republican, Democrat, they're all the same. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. There's a few that care. Most don't. Most, if not all, and I'm leaning towards all, have violated their oath of office of defending the United States Constitution. One way or another, the oath that they've taken, they have violated. And it is sad because that is the world we live in now. We need people that are willing to put the Constitution before themselves and everything else. God, Constitution, country, whatever you want to call it. So Lindsey Graham is proposing this federal abortion ban. Like, hey, idiot. We have a victory. Roe v. Wade was overturned. It goes back to the states. Why are you being a hypocritical jerk off? I mean, if I'm wrong, and Pete, tell me I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong. It couldn't have been the worst time. Why now? Why now? 50-something days before the midterm election when it's so important. So important for the Republicans to gain control of the House. We're most likely not going to gain control of the Senate. And if we do, it'll be by a very, very small, slim margin. That's my take on it. So, yeah, Lindsey Graham, people. Rhino does it again. Yeah, let's have this federal abortion ban. It's no big deal. It just goes against everything that we're trying to do, getting the federal government out of our lives. And bringing more power and governing to the state level, where it should be, where it needs to be. The Constitution says it has to be. Oh, another thing I forgot to bring up. CNN shakeup, more shaking up that shitty network. We had Brian Stelter get booted, show canceled. Gender neutral Mr. Potato Head, not missed. None of them would be missed. But now Don Lemon bounced from his primetime spot. I think he had like the 10 o'clock. He was like gone from 10 to 12 on there for a long time. You know, another guy called Republicans terrorists, you know, the election deniers, the vaccine deniers, the mask deniers. We're all shit. He didn't hide it. They bounced him. They have him now. He's going to start hosting this really crappy morning show with two other sick leftist bimbos, forget their names. And I mean, is the writing on the wall? You get bounced at a prime time, you get shoved into, demoted into this morning show spot, which you're not upping the ratings. We know that. The new owners, are they trying to get CNN back as a centrist, you know, center lined media outlet, I think it'll fail miserably. I don't think they could. I think too many people there are so engorged in that sick leftist ideology and the news actor mentality and all of the disgusting journalisming that they do, which really isn't journalisming. So, you know, I don't know. Lemon removed. I bet he is sour. Pun intended. That was good. That was good. I'll give you the rim shot on that one. That was funny. I'm going to chuckle about that later when I'm relaxing, smoking a cigar, which I'm going to do because I didn't smoke a cigar last night because I got caught up with nonsense and I'm determined to smoke one tonight. And I am going to smoke one of my cigars from Patriot Cigar Company, mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code cigar15. Save 15% off. They are really awesome cigars. They are. I smoked enough cigars to give a horse lung cancer to narrow it down to the blends I wanted, and I'm very happy with them. I'm a big cigar smoker. George Burns smoked 15 cigars a day and lived to like 100 years old. So those telling me it is not healthy. Cigars are healthy. You know why? They're good for your mental health because that is how I relax. Cigars are my yoga. Actually, and Steve Harvey says that. I have a stressful day. If I can sit down and relax for an hour and a half, 2 hours, as long as it takes me to smoke a cigar, I am in heaven. Literally. My daughter, was it last Christmas, got me my own. There it is. Alan Jacoby bobblehead with a cigar in his mouth. And it says on it, she had it say on it, cigars are my yoga. I know it's hard to see. Hey, maybe I should sell these as action figures. Anyway. Yeah, everybody has something relaxing to do. You know, I never smoke cigarettes. I don't do drugs. I'm not a big drinker. I don't even like drinking alcohol when I smoke cigars. I like drinking coffee or I drink seltzer. I think, cigars go good with everything. Just for me, I noticed maybe as I'm getting older that because I'm so into cigars and the different taste profiles and how I smoke them, that the alcohol ruins it for me in a sense. But who are my cigar people out there? And if you listen, ladies out there, if you have husbands that smoke cigars, you know, you can get a 5-pack, you can get a gift card, and I'm partnering up. So I'm looking to partner up with a veteran organization that I can give back to, but I am partnering up with an organization, not going to divulge who it is yet, but they actually send cigars to deployed servicemen, wherever they are overseas, and they work with cigar companies. So I'm connecting with them. I vet everything, checking everything out, and you'll have the option, say like a checkout, to send a deployed serviceman a cigar for a discounted rate. And then when you do that and add that to your order, I am going to match it with a cigar. And then I'm going to send those over to this organization and they're going to send them to deployed servicemen all over the world. Believe it or not, cigars are the most requested thing besides toiletries, you know, and stuff like that. But the most requested thing to have sent to them because they can get the guys together. And then listen, there are a lot of female service members that are smoking cigars too. I know a lot of female cigar smokers and morale, camaraderie, they sit back, they're smoking cigars that people are kind enough to either buy for them and send to them or donate. So on that, and I'm also looking to connect with a veterans organization. If anybody's part of a veterans organization, I'd like to talk to you. I'm possibly looking into Folds of Honor or other ones. It's a lot of work, a lot of stuff, but I want to give back. You know, I'm a conservative-owned business, and I want to give back. And that's another thing, you know, conservative-owned businesses. We have to, it's like a parallel economy. You know, we have to do our own thing. And that's another way you could vote is voting with your dollars. You know, don't go to woke corporations. You know, support people that are in the movement and trying to help America. You know, we all have to do our part to save America, whether it's people on podcasts, talking about things, interacting with people, to donating the campaigns, to working on campaigns, to getting the message out. Decentralized media is very, very important. And that's where we come in, because mainstream media is not going to do us any justice. They fail at everything because they're liars, and they're there to be the propaganda arm of the left, big tech, big pharma, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and every other disgusting globalist out there. And that is a fact. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. Again, head over to mypatriotcigars.com. Use promo code cigar15. It'll be on the website too. Mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code cigar15. You save 15% off. Free shipping on orders over $100. And you get, if you buy a box of cigars, you get a free $10 e-gift card, which you can come back and use for other purchases. Yes, Monica and Bill like them also. I am going to make a meme with Monica and Bill for the cigars. 100%. Already in the works. Been thinking about it. And also, Mikey Pillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code GREAT1776 to save 66% on hundreds of amazing products. We have to support Mike Lindell. He has a lot of legal issues with Dominion suing him for ridiculous reasons. And we have to support the people out there that are putting in the fight, that are on the front lines, that are putting their money where their mouth is, who are giving back, who are working hard to save America. Because again, people, one man, whether he's a big bad orange man or he is a governor of a great state of Florida, one man is not going to save the country. Not at all. Impossible. We the people are going to save this country. And with that, it's Thursday. I will be back tomorrow, same place, 9 p.m. Eastern, with James Curry from We the People Radio, where we go off the rails for about 3 hours plus. We are having a one of the memers that you see on Instagram a lot, Pepe Q Sauce, who's it's got a big following on Instagram, makes a lot of the political memes you see floating around. We're going to have him on. We're going to talk conspiracies. We're going to gangbang on the government, and who knows what else, because Fridays, like I said, especially with James, goes off the rail. So until tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, Rumble, Getter, Facebook. Tomorrow we'll be on Foxhole, Cloud Hub, and the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. God bless America. We'll see you soon.